USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump looks back on his presidency so far during remarks last night at the annual congressional ball.
No administration has done more in the first 2 years than the Trump administration, which is many of the folks in the room. When you think about the tax cuts and the regulation cuts and all of the things that have happened, including two great new Supreme Court justices.
The president also saying he will be soon signing a bipartisan farm bill that will provide over $400 billion in agriculture subsidies and food aid programs. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke quitting his post amid allegations of ethics violations, as President Trump confirmed it in a tweet yesterday that Zinke will leave the administration at the end of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
As we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vinson in this report, Australia has recognized West Jerusalem as the Israeli capital.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Fundamentally, it's the right of every country to determine its national capital.
Australian opposition leader Bill Shorten says it's a political stunt aimed at winning the by-election for a Sydney seat with a high Jewish population.
What I'm worried is that Mr. Morrison put his political interest ahead of our national interest.
Morrison says the Australian embassy will remain in Tel Aviv until there's a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Australia will establish a defense and trade office in Jerusalem.
The CDC says flu season is getting off to a rather slow start this year. While cases of influenza are being reported from coast to coast, only Georgia is seeing a high rate of infection so far. Last year, flu killed 80,000 people and sent a million to hospitals. The CDC says it's a reminder that you still ought to get your flu shot. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
All residents of Paradise, California, now able to return to where their homes once stood. The evacuation order finally lifted yesterday, more than a month after the deadly campfire devastated the entire town. Only residents were permitted in the area, though, yesterday. Today, what remains of the once community of 27,000 will be open to everyone. The deadliest fire in state history killed 86 people and destroyed over 18,000 structures. Iowa Democrats making former Vice President Joe Biden the early favorite for their party's nomination for president in 2020. The first Iowa poll was released last night. It has Biden ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Rounding out the top five are two women, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and California Senator Kamala Harris. And the writer and TV producer who's brought Dharma and Greg to life, as well as Sheldon Cooper and Charlie Harper, will be honored next month in Santa Monica, California, as Chuck Lorre will receive the Creative Achievement Award during the 24th Annual Critics' Choice Awards at the Barker Hangar. The New York native, born Charles Levine, will be honored for, quote, keeping us in stitches with comedies of remarkable hilarity and consistency. The Critics' Choice Awards take place on January 13th. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News.